It's Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host, the Truth to Power, Kyle Walls, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the 3rd Street Market Hall in downtown Milwaukee. Truth Nation, y'all know when I'm sitting down like this, you know there's something special coming. So the Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Oh, you're going to have a chance to hit the talking text line. Don't worry. Again, 833-212-1017. But as always, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Make sure y'all give us that subscribe and like, especially subscribe, as we are on our road to 7,000 subscribers. But like I said, Truth Nation, y'all know when I'm sitting down, that means something. That means I'm not alone. We got company. So make sure y'all on y'all best behavior. In Truth Nation, I am so excited to have the opportunity and the pleasure to be joined by Milwaukee College Prep CEO Al Keith today. Al has joined us before. So happy to have him back on. And Milwaukee College Prep board member and founder and CEO of Good Karma Brands, Craig Karmazin. Gentlemen, welcome to Truth to Power. Happy to have you both join me today. This will be fun because y'all cool. I know y'all both, so we cool, right?
Yeah, we are.
I think we are. I just want to first know, you have all the news on these small screens, and then you got Snoopy on the big screen here? What's going on here?
The TV must have went sleep or something. I don't know. You know, I just come in, sit down. I don't be paying attention too much to the TVs. I see headlines. You know, I got a little squirrel brain, so sometimes I might get distracted by it. Like right now,
I'm not hating on Snoopy. I was just wondering.
We all love Snoopy. But I have these gentlemen here today to talk about Milwaukee College Prep. And you all know we love Milwaukee College Prep and the impact that they are making in the community. And I'm glad you all are joining us right now during this time where a lot of parents are making decisions about where are their students going to be enrolling at. Matter of fact, I had one of my friends, his daughter's only 2 years old, but he was already talking about, you know, what am I going to do for school coming up here pretty soon? I know K-3 something that also MCP has, but that is something that is on the minds of a lot of parents. And so I'm so glad to have y'all here. And Al, Milwaukee College Prep continues to make its mark and grow here in the city of Milwaukee. The impact is truly felt. But there's some folks who aren't too familiar with Milwaukee College Prep. Can you tell Truth Nation a bit about Milwaukee College Prep and what makes MCP more than just a school?
Absolutely. So Milwaukee College Prep is a mission-aligned charter school network strategically placed on the north side of Milwaukee to provide a top-tier college prep experience to families who may not have access to it otherwise. You know, the special sauce of MCP is what I came to fall in love with 10, 11 years ago. Gosh, I'm dating myself now. You know, there is an unmatched level of support. And I know that sounds like a very cliche saying and you hear it everywhere. And I mean that for kids, for families, for staff, for leaders. You want to grow. You want to succeed, not just in school, not just in, you know, the profession. But whatever it is, there are opportunities to grow, to be supported. And, you know, there's just a sense of love across the network that is I've never experienced it anywhere else in a professional setting. You know, it really does set us apart. And, you know, it's one of those things you just got to come in, see it, get to see it yourself. It's a special place.
I've never seen it anywhere else either, by the way, because that's how I got involved. Mm. I literally got invited to the school. There was a morning assembly. Mm. Which, like, I was like, oh, this is crazy. What is this, like, once a year? And they're like, no, this is every day. And, like, I hated going to school. It, like, my teachers were terrible. I was so uninterested. And I walked into my Milwaukee College Prep, and I was like, I might actually even want to go here every day. Like, the energy, the singing, the love, the teachers hugging. Like, it just, it's a vibe. And, like, and, again, you see that. And then you actually see that the results back it up in terms of the education. Yeah. Like, it's why, to me, walking into a Milwaukee College Prep campus is just a special experience.
That's the one thing I was going to say is that the one thing I know is that the pride. Because where I went to school at, a lot of us take great pride in where we went to school at. But the one thing that a lot of the alum, and more importantly, the families, the parents, take a lot of pride in the fact that their students are MCP scholars. And that's something that means something to me because now they're going and they're talking about, oh, our kid had a great experience, but they feel like they're part of something, and that's important.
Absolutely. Once you're part of the MCP family, you're always part of the MCP family. And so, you know, from my time as a teacher there, I mean, I have families, parents, even former scholars reach back and they talk to me all the time, tell me how, you know, transformational, number one, my math class was. I'm not just talking about how great of a teacher I was, but it was how transformational that was and how transformational the whole MCP experience was for them from K-4 all the way up through eighth grade. And, you know, they wouldn't be in the places they are today without it. And so they come back for support. They come back just to see how they can pour back into the kids that we have now. And, you know, once you're part of that community, you can't go away from it.
But I've heard people say, like, legitimately, when they heard me talk about and all that, they're like, yeah, that's great. Mm. But, like, I can't afford, like, to send my kid to a college preparatory, like, and I'm like, no, that's not, like, it may sound big and it might, like, the impact's big.
Absolutely.
And you might not totally get, when you hear charter school, what it means, but, like, as a parent, you know, this is something that you, like, you have to apply for.
Absolutely.
But you're not paying for in any different way than public school would be.
Yeah, absolutely. What does that look like?
It is. So, and let me be, and I love that we landed on that. And so Milwaukee College Prep is a public charter school. It is a public school. I just want to be very clear for everybody about that. And what that means is we have completely blind admissions process. You apply, you submit your application, your documentation that's necessary. And if we have a seat available for you, you're in. And so it's that simple. There's no screening. There's no special interviews. There's nothing none of that. And I think it's also what makes MCP such a special place, because we have the exact same students that are going to a whole host of number of schools in the area and the community in that area. And we produce the results. And it's not just about the numbers and the metrics and the scores. I think it just speaks to the level of, number one, love, care, and support that we provide to every child that walks into our doors. And so MCP is 100% accessible to anybody who wants to enroll their children in a top-tier college prep experience. It's free. It is a public school. You know, and don't let the stigma of a college prep discourage you from getting involved.
Yeah, and to me, Kyle, the thing for me was, like, I saw all the love and excitement, and then I heard the numbers, and the reason I went there to begin with was because having been from the East Coast and, you know, just all of a sudden getting to Wisconsin and starting to hear the numbers that the education gap was the largest in Wisconsin of any state in the country between black and white test scores.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, wait, this thing's in the north side of Milwaukee, which is the poorest zip codes and some of the most challenging family situations in our state. And here, this school is proving that if you give the right resources, you can equally perform the average white student that is, you know, anywhere else in the state. So this isn't about, you know, black children not being able to compete. It's about black children. And again, there are all sorts of children at Milwaukee College Prep. Mm-hmm. It's just that, like, I don't know.
The majority of students,
maybe 1,950 out of 2,000 of them, like, can, you know, when given, you know, an equal opportunity, even though the rest of their day, their family situation, everything, they might not have all of the same equal things. They might not have the same access to food, right? They might not have the same access to all these things. But if you set up, you know, children with this opportunity, they will perform. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's like a crazy powerful combination, right? If there's all this love and joy and fun, and then you actually see the results like that, like, how could you not want to be involved in this when it's pretty clear that the biggest way you can impact a community is with early childhood education?
Yeah,
like,
that's
been
truth.
Proven.
That's the truth.
Right? So that's my excitement to this day every time I, you know, think about Milwaukee College Prep.
We are speaking with Al Key, CEO of Milwaukee College Prep, and Craig Karmazin, who is also a MCP board member. And we're having a conversation talking about the importance of having access to an education like this. And I think Craig really hit it, is the fact that it comes down to having resources. But one thing that I always noticed, because I've never worked full time in education when it comes. I've worked in higher ed, but when secondary elementary education, my mother was a principal. My aunt was an assistant principal. Education is something that runs through my veins. And one thing I've always noticed is that parents play a huge role. And the fact that parents have to apply, right? Not they don't have to go through a whole long process, right, but they have to apply shows that they want to be there. And I think the environment that you offer the family once they get there is what really brings them in. So I think it's so important of the work that you all are doing. It's not just about having a student in a seat. Mm-hmm. It's about creating a great family culture and environment that the community trusts.
Absolutely. I mean, MCP was built on the fact that, you know, we can't do this alone. And I think we would all agree education can't happen in a silo. you have to have a complete team approach. And we all know the saying, you know, it takes a village, right? And so we know to get our kids to where they need to be, we have to be lockstep, hand in hand with our families. And so MCP has always been an organization where families are welcome to come in, see what's going on. You know, as a principal in my time there, you know, I would regularly have coffee and donuts, muffins, things ready for families just to hang out after assembly. And let's just talk. What are y'all seeing in the school, out of the school? What should we be aware of? And it's just an amazing place to be. Like I said, we partner with our families. Families are engaged. They love it. It's funny. I was actually just reviewing some really cool parent testimonials that we surprised some families with on parent-teacher conference night. But again, it all just speaks to the special sauce of, you know, providing opportunities, not being awed by the challenges of reality, and then partnering and pairing with our families to give our kids the best outcomes and the best access to education possible.
Now, when you talk about access to great education, what does success look like in your eyes, right? When we talk about Milwaukee College Prep, what does it look like for your scholars when they leave your doors?
Yeah, you know, I can talk numbers all day long. I can talk about the graduation rates. I can talk about our college success rates. You know, simply put, success for me as the CEO of Milwaukee College Prep, proud CEO, is that our kids have the ability to write their own story when they leave the doors of Milwaukee College Prep. They will not be pigeonholed or stuck in a box based on any circumstance that they may or may not have any control or influence on. When they leave our doors, the college is the goal, but we know by preparing them for college, it opens up doors to everything else, where they want to go into trades, culinary spaces, whatever it may be. I want our kids to have the option and the access and opportunity to write their stories when they leave MCP.
Yeah, and the school goes till eighth grade, right? So It's not a high school. You know, you're going up to eighth grade. So preparing, you know, scholars, you know, all the way to college, you're talking 8 years, 9 years before graduation. So I always was just blown away by the difference in the high school graduation rates and the difference in life outcomes, incarceration rates.
And when you say that, you're talking about from an MCP student that graduates only K through eight, which is great, but then they go to high school, but you're talking about the graduation rates from high school.
From high school,
and
exactly.
The outcomes after high school. That's what you're talking about, the gaps.
I'm saying the Milwaukee College Prep eighth grade graduate compared to the city of Milwaukee overall, not speaking about any specific school system in Milwaukee, but Milwaukee College Prep compared to the overall city of Milwaukee graduate, what those outcomes are in terms of graduating from high school, and then what that means for things like incarceration rate, you know, which we know is, you know, something that has, you know, destroyed this, you
know, plague
community,
our community,
right?
It really has. Yeah, over policing many different things. So yeah. I mean, I think that's so important, is the outcomes, right?
Yes.
And that's why when you have your school, right, and then there's organizations like the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee and things that help these students get to and through college, I think that's all a part of the way that is so important. But Craig, I do want to ask you, why is it important for people to in the community to invest in schools like Milwaukee College Prep?
I mean, it's like I don't know how, you know, I'm not involved in that many organizations in Milwaukee because I don't have that much time. So when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, where can I maximize my impact? And when I think about this education gap that exists, when I think about where can you make a difference, when you think about early childhood education, and when you think about K-4 through eighth grade or even K-3, to me, if you want to impact your community, this is where I can do it. And I feel like I can make the biggest difference. And I think it only then happens when families choose, you know, to commit to sending, you know, their kids and trusting us, you know, with their kids. And, you know, and again, more times than not, being really, really happy with the outcomes.
Now, I love that, because you're talking about trusting in the, you know, MCP. Now, how does MCP partner with local organizations and businesses like Good Karma Brands to expand opportunities for students and staff? Because staff is important as well.
Absolutely. And so we partner with a number of amazing organizations in the community to bring in volunteers. I mean, we have people who come in from Northwestern Mutual. We've had folks come in from Good Karma to do tutoring, to read to students, to you know, help pour into our staff, serve coffee. I mean, there's been a number of different ways. And we welcome everybody and anybody in who wants to be part of this mission. And it can be just as small as coming in for a morning and walking K-4 kids to their classroom. There's a number of amazing organizations like the ones I named that come in and partner and work with us to, again, make sure that we are providing the best place possible for our kids.
Al, thank you so much. Craig, thank you so much.
Oh, we didn't get to have our AI debate.
Oh, yeah.
AI, that's a whole nother conversation to talk about AI of the future. I know when I have my little ones, Lord willing, that they're going to be ready for that AI and technology of the world. But lastly, Al, I do want to ask you, for folks who are listening in Truth Nation, how can they learn more about Milwaukee College Prep, any open house, or how can they learn about enrollment or learn about how they can give and support Milwaukee College Prep?
Absolutely. And so the simplest way is go to our website. You can Google it, Milwaukee College Prep. It's also found at mkeprep.com. You can find all the information there for ways to get involved either as a volunteer, enrollment, if you want to join the amazing team we have there. All of that information can be found there. You can also find us on almost all socials, Facebook, Instagram, at Milwaukee College Prep. Do a simple search and you'll find it. A lot of amazing information, a lot of great stuff out there. So you can actually see what we do and how we do it.
MKEprep.com. If you want to volunteer, you want to enroll your student, or you're looking to join their team as a staff member, go to MKEprep.com. Again, CEO of Milwaukee College Prep, Al Keith, thank you so much for joining us here today. And Craig Karmazin, Milwaukee College Prep board member and the man who I do a show with on Sunday Karma, 10 a.m. to noon on ESPN Wisconsin as well. Thanks for joining us here today.
Being Kyle Wallace's co-host, number one thing on my resume.
Number one thing on the resume. Mate, I hope you tell people that. You know, you talk to a lot of great people, but thank y'all so much because, again, I love this conversation about education, but more importantly, people in schools and staff that is getting it right, and that's what's happening at Milwaukee College Prep.
Thank
y'all so much for joining us. Truth Nation, we come back on the other side. We'll continue the conversation talking about the importance of education. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.